Writers on women and women writers. Women have always played a primary role in Western literature. They were represented through their functions as daughters, wives, and mothers, but always from a male point of view and linked to a social idea which wanted the woman inevitably subjected to the authority of the father or the husband. Several examples are present in Shakespearean works, such as Juliet, Desdemona, Ophelia, Lady Macbeth, and Miranda. Sooner or later, they all subdue to male authority. Next to the idealized image of the courteous woman, characterizing the poems of the Elizabethan sonneteers, English literature has produced a gallery of female characters who challenge the stereotype of the perfect angelic woman, ranging from Chaucer's wife of Bath to Shakespeare's Dark Lady to Donne's lunatic. During the Puritan age, the patriarchal authoritarian elements were revived together with the spiritualization of the household. As a consequence, the figure of the woman was seen from two different points of view, either as a Madonna or as a Magdalene, often connected to damnation and sin. For example, in Milton's Paradise Lost, Eve was the cause of the fall of mankind. The stress on individualism in the 18th century led to the creation of heroines endowed by nature with the same abilities and the same capacities as man. Defoe's female characters show a clarity of vision which guides them in every step of their career. However, they demonstrate their full equality in the pre-marital period. Once they enter the bonds of wedding, they must adapt themselves to the new position of inferiority, the price to be paid in achieving the social security of an honest place in the community. At the end of the 18th century, women also began to make important contributions to all forms of literature, but especially they wrote novels about women and addressed to a female public. Marriage was central to the plots of these works, such as in Jane Austen's novels, where, however, there wasn't only a romantic approach, but a more critical attitude towards the position of women. During the 19th century, the successful heroine changed from the figure of the plain beautiful girl into the formula of an intelligent woman, explicitly living the contrast between her own desires and the social constraints. It is significant to emphasize that the most important female writers of the century published their works anonymously, like Jane Austen, or under male pseudonyms like the Bronte sisters and George Eliot. Women characters in the 20th century novel began to show a growing awareness of their identity, as in Virginia Woolf's works, and sometimes challenged the role assigned to them by their social position, as in D.H. Lawrence's Lady Chatterley's Lover and in Foster's Howards End. In the contemporary age, female writers deal with a wide range of subjects regarding women's condition, motherhood, sexual awareness, the relationship with the father figure, sexual and racial discrimination. As a whole, their works reflect the complexity and the quest for certainties which characterize the literary production of the century.
Strong enough to take the pain inflicted again.